This week's newsletter summarize is an idea to use Cluster Mempool to detect block template fear rate increases. It also shares an update on channel jamming mitigation simulation results. Additionally, we include our regular sections that describe recent changes to services and client software, announce new releases and release candidates, and summarize notable changes to popular Bitcoin infrastructure software news. Detecting block template fear rate increases using Cluster Mempool. Abubakar Sadiq Ismail recently posted to Delving Bitcoin about the possibility of tracking the potential fee increase from each mempool update. He suggests that miners should receive a new block template only when the fee rate improvement justifies it. This approach would reduce the number of redundant block template builds. Those builds can delay transaction processing and relay to peers. The proposal leverages Cluster Mempool to assess whether a potential fee rate improvement is available without a rebuild of the block template. When a new transaction enters the mempool, it connects to zero or more existing clusters, triggering relinearization. See newsletter 312 for more information about linearization of affected clusters. To produce old pre-update and new post-update fee rate diagrams, the old diagram identifies potential chunks for eviction from the block template, while the new diagram identifies hive erate chunks for potential addition. The system then follows a four-step process to simulate the impact. 1. Eviction. Remove matching chunks from a template copy, updating modified fees and sizes. 2. Naive merge. Greedily add candidate chunks while respecting block weight limits to estimate potential fee gains, delta. 3. Iterative merge. If the naive estimate is inconclusive, use a more detailed simulation to refine delta F. 4. Decision. Compare delta F to a threshold. If it exceeds the threshold, rebuild the block template and send it to miners. Otherwise, skip to avoid unnecessary computation. The current proposal is still in the discussion phase, with no prototype available. Channel jamming mitigation simulation results and updates. Carla Kirk-Cohen, in collaboration with Clara Schick-Hellman and Elnosh, posted to Delving Bitcoin about their simulation results and updates. With the reputation algorithm for their channel jamming mitigation proposal, some notable changes are that reputation is tracked for outgoing channels, and resources are limited on incoming channels. Bitcoin Optech has previously covered Lightning channel jamming attacks and an earlier Delving Bitcoin post from Carla. Read those posts to gain a baseline understanding of Lightning channel jamming. In this latest update, they used their simulator to run both the resource and sync attacks. They found that with the new updates, protection against resource attacks remains intact. With sync attacks, attacking nodes will be quickly cut off when they misbehave. It is noted that if an attacker builds a reputation and then targets a chain of nodes, only the last node is compensated. But there is a significant cost to an attacker to target multiple nodes. The write-up concludes that channel jamming attack mitigation has reached a point where it is good enough. It encourages readers to try their simulator to test out attacks, changes to services, and client software. In this monthly feature, we highlight interesting updates to Bitcoin wallets and services. Bull Wallet launches. The open-source Bull Mobile Wallet is built on BDK. It supports descriptors, labeling, and coin selection. It also supports Lightning, PayJoin, Liquid, hardware wallets, and watch-only wallets, among other features. Sparrow 2.3.0 released. Sparrow 2.3.0 adds support for sending to silent payment addresses and for BRP-3 human-readable Bitcoin payment instructions. It also includes other features and bug fixes, releases and release candidates, new releases and release candidates for popular Bitcoin infrastructure projects. Please consider upgrading to new releases or helping to test release candidates. First Core Lightning 25.0 9.1 is a maintenance release for the current major version of this popular LN node. It includes several bug fixes. Second, Bitcoin Core 28.3 is a maintenance release for the previous release series of the predominant full node implementation. It contains multiple bug fixes and also includes the new defaults for BlockMentXFI, IncrementRelayFI, and MineralateXFI. Notable code and documentation changes. Notable recent changes in Bitcoin Core, Core Lightning, Eclair, LDK, LND, LibSec 2, 150, 6K1, Hardware Wallet Interface, HWI, Rust Bitcoin, BTC Pay Server, BDK, Bitcoin Improvement Proposals, BIPs, Lightning Bolts, Lightning Blips, Bitcoin Inquisition, and Binanas. Bitcoin Core 30, 3157 Optimize, is the memory usage in cluster mempool by introducing a singleton cluster impl type for single transaction clusters and by compacting several TX graph internals. This PR also adds a get main memory usage function to estimate TX graph's memory usage. Asterisk Bitcoin Core 20, 9675 introduces support for receiving and spending Taproot out. Puts controlled by MuSig 2 aggregate keys on wallets with imported MuSig 0 descriptors. See newsletter 366 for the earlier enabling work. Bitcoin Core 33517 and Bitcoin Core 33518 reduce the CPU consumption of multiprocess logging by adding log levels and categories. This change avoids serializing discarded inter-process communication log messages. The author found that before this pull request logging accounted for 50% of his stratum, two client applications' CPU time, and 10% of the Bitcoin node's processes. It has now dropped to near 0%. See newsletters 323 and 369 for additional context. Eclair 3292 adds a new MPP splitting strategy called Max Expected Amount. It allocates parts across routes by factoring in each route's capacity and success probability. A new MPP splitting strategy configuration option is added with three options: max expected amount, full capacity, which considers only a route's capacity, and randomize, which is the default, and randomize is the splitting. The latter two options are already accessible through the Boolean configuration randomize route selection. Want more? First, LDK 4120. 2 allows a splice request to be queued while the peer is offline. It starts negotiation when the peer reconnects. For zero conf splices, LDK now sends a splice locked message right after the transaction signatures are exchanged. It also queues a splice during a concurrent splice and tries it as soon as the other splice locks. Second, LND 9860.8 introduces an onion message type. It also adds two new RPC endpoints. One is send onion message, which sends an onion message to a particular peer. The other is subscribe onion messages, which lets you listen to a stream of incoming onion messages. These changes are the first steps to support Bolt 12 offers. Third, LND 10,270.3 corrects an issue that caused LND to crash when the legacy sweeper, Uxa Nursery, tried to sweep an HDLC that had a lock time of zero. Now LND can sweep those HDLCs successfully by calculating the height hint from the channel's close height. For more discussion about the topics mentioned in this newsletter, join us for the weekly Bitcoin Optech recap on riverside.fm at 16:30 UTC on October 28th. The discussion is also recorded. It will be available from our podcast's page.